This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now, back to Frank Cusimano from the McBride & Son Home Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM and InsideSTL.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. We've already talked with Dave Matter about Mizzou, the Hall of Famer Rick Hummel about the Cardinals. And right now, it's our pleasure to welcome the Vice Chairman of ST... Wait a minute. ST... FC STL. Wait a minute. Let's get Jim Cavanaugh on. He's the Vice Chairman. Jim, what is the official title? I should know this.
Vice Chairman of SC St. Louis.
SC St. Louis. Very good. Good to be with you. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Frank?
Very good. And this is a huge day for your project because there's going to be a pep rally. Or I don't know if you call it a pep rally, but there's going to be a gathering at 5 o'clock at Ballpark Village. All the heavyweights are going to be there. Taylor Twellman, yourself, Dave Peacock, the commissioner of the league, Don Garber, I want to say Gene Garber, the former pitcher.
Yep.
This is going to be a huge thing. Is it open to the public and all the fans can come?
Yes, it's open to anybody. Everybody's welcome.
All right, so give me an idea on why the commissioner is coming to St. Louis, because there's a bunch of other cities that are involved with trying to bring an expansion team.
Yes, so it's probably a little obvious that we felt that timing would be good to ask the commissioner to come in, spend a little bit of time with some of the investors and some of the leaders here in St. Louis, and to participate in this event down at Ballpark Village. Obviously, we have the vote next week. I think, we're moving things forward. There's a lot of momentum, but I believe the one significant hurdle that we have in front of us to bring MLS to St. Louis and build the stadium downtown is to get the vote next week. And I think just for the fans to see the commissioner come in town and provide his support, we felt would be a good thing. So that's, a big part of the reason for having him come in.
What an amazing contrast too, Jim, because when we dealt with that other league, the National Football League, the commissioner went out of his way to do everything disparagingly to our city, and yet this commissioner is doing everything positive to try to prop up St. Louis and help get it done for our town.
No, and I think that's something that you can't overlook, Frank. To your point, the MLS and the major soccer league in the United States, soccer around the world, it's a fast-growing, exciting sport. And for St. Louis to be in a position that the commissioner of the league really wants a team to be here, I think says a lot. And the same goes for the investor and ownership group. So we're excited to be in this position and to have the commissioner really positive and passionate about having a team here in St. Louis.
Jim, give us an idea of what you guys have tried to do the last couple of weeks and what you're going to try to do this next week to get the word out about how it's not coming out of the pocketbooks of taxpayers in the city. What are you doing?
Yes. We've done a number of things, Frank, from a grassroots campaign perspective, getting out in front of as many groups as we can in the city. It could be town halls and could be local restaurants and bars, town halls with different union officials and different union groups, different minority groups that we've been focused on that we believe will be, good partners and beneficiaries of bringing, MLS to St. Louis in this multi-purpose stadium. We're going to continue all of those efforts. We'll pick up a little more steam on some of what I would say some potential messaging. It could be radio and TV, but we'll continue all of the efforts that we have to date. And a lot of it is focused on what you mentioned, to educate people that this is actually a net positive from a financial perspective for the city of St. Louis. Once the stadium's up, we'll generate approximately $5 million of tax revenue against $4 million that was, you know, provided what through this bonding process and this use tax. So net-net, you know, there are no dollars coming out of, you know, the residents and the citizens, the voting members in the city of St. Louis. And it's, you know, and you're basically going to get a net return on an annual basis and through the course of the project. So that, we think, is a big positive and very different from a lot of projects. The other thing that we kicked off last week that I thought was somewhat innovative and progressive was this collective or this community benefits agreement that we put in place, that we spent a lot of time thinking through how do we reinvest back in the city of St. Louis? How do we give back? How do we connect with a lot of the inner city organizations and in a way that will positively impact the development of kids on and off the soccer field? And I think it was really well received.
We get some texts from time to time on our radio program about construction workers that will directly benefit if this stadium is actually built. In terms of permanent jobs and in terms of, you know, part-time jobs, what are you looking at in terms of jobs creation?
You know, on both fronts, we're looking over 400 permanent and 400 part-time jobs that I think is, again, that alone is just a very positive thing and a positive impact on, you know, job opportunities for city residents. You know, and that's not even going into, you know, the impact it could have from an ancillary perspective in regards to restaurants and hotels and different events. If you look at Union Station next to where the stadium would go up, you know, I think there's a lot of people in the real estate business that are looking at what could be built around Union Station and around the stadium to enhance, you know, the economic activity down to kind of the market corridor. So that's, you know, the jobs for the construction, permanent jobs, again, two things that are very positive along with the impact it'll have on other businesses downtown.
All right, let me read you a text from this morning. On the other side, I'm a big soccer fan, get up early on weekends to watch English Premier League. As of now, we'll be voting against the stadium. Don't like these owners from the county asking for my tax money. Your response to that, Jim?
You know, I respect anybody's input on that, but at the end of the day, the net return to the city residents is going to be, they're going to get more money back than what was invested. So from a business perspective, and that's what I do for a living, this is a positive thing economically for the city residents. And that's without going into a lot of the, I would say, the other ancillary benefits for the city and for the residents of the city. So personally, I don't think he really understands how the math works. And that's where when I look at this and say that you're not funding, you're actually, it'd be like giving a loan for you're provided a loan for your house. Well, if your loan was, you know, you would provide that loan, you have to pay a certain amount of, you have to pay the principal back. But then you, in our case, we have to pay interest on that principal. And the interest on the principal, or the return that we're paying over the course of the project is estimated at $17 million. So everybody is welcome to their perspective and input and opinion on this. But at the end of the day, this is a positive net return for the city and the residents.
And are your numbers based on like 95% attendance? And you're going to have to get to those numbers to generate that type of tax revenue, or what are they based on?
It is based on a high level of attendance, but keep in mind, Frank, we tried to be as realistic as possible, because these same numbers are the numbers that we built our pro forma on. So we didn't, there is no inflating of the numbers. There could be actually upside to the numbers if we were able to bring in additional concerts and other revenue producing events. Those things would actually create a benefit for the ownership group, but it would also create a benefit and a higher return for the city. So I look at that as a win-win. But the numbers that we put out, we feel are very realistic, because that's how we built our plan.
All right, let's go possible scenarios on Tuesday night. Let's say when the votes are tallied by 10 o'clock. If the vote is yes, what happens?
If the vote is yes, I believe then we will go into really, I would say, more of the formality of the MLS approval. At that point, as an ownership group, we will.
Did we lose Jim there?
Investor group. We have the location for the stadium. We'll be formalizing things with the MLS. They have their board of governors that they would need to go through for final approval. But we feel very, very confident that all of that would happen. And we would proceed with moving forward on every aspect of bringing MLS and building this multi-purpose stadium.
If the vote is no on Tuesday at 10 o'clock?
If the vote is no, the deal's done. We, unfortunately, the investor group will disband, and we'll go back to our day jobs that we're currently doing, and we'll continue to look at other things to do, but it won't be bringing an MLS team to St. Louis.
All right, good stuff. So, again, 5 o'clock, yourself, Mr. Peacock, Taylor Twellman, the commissioner, Don Garber, all at Ballpark Village. Good stuff. Jim, we'll see you down there. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
All right, Jim Cavanaugh joining us on the Hollywood Casino Press Box. But it couldn't be more definitive. 10 o'clock Tuesday. Yes, it's coming. No, it's done. See, I think that there is a perception or a percentage of people out there who believe, because these guys are wealthy, that if they say no in the stadium, oh, they're going to find a way to come up with the money. Now, either this is the biggest charade of all time, or they're telling the truth, and I got to believe they're telling the truth, that if the vote is no, this thing is done. And I will say this. These guys are putting up $250 million of their own money to get this thing done. And unlike with the NFL, with these lucrative television contracts, or Major League Baseball, with these lucrative TV contracts both locally and nationally, it's not a license to print money. Now, do I think they can make money eventually at it? Yeah. But if they're going to put up $250 million and risk it like this, they deserve to make money. So this is fascinating. I'm on the optimistic side, but I'm optimistic by nature that it's going to pass on Tuesday. Brian, we are now 1 week away. I've asked you a couple of times. If you had to guess with a milkshake bet, which way would you vote?
I still lean. Oh, which way would I vote?
Way do you think it's going to go?
I still lean towards no.
I think the last time we spoke, we were feeling a little bit better about it. But the public perception that I'm seeing out there the last couple of days, I'm saying no as well, that I don't think it's going to work out.
Wow.
That's my lean. It's a soft lean.
All right, let's see. We got one more spot before we go to break. We're going to get Mr. Booker on in our final segment. I'm excited about talking to the former Tiger great, Melvin Booker. Before we go to break, I do want to tell you about Hollywood Casino. And speaking of soccer, they're with St. Louis FC now. Yes, they are one of the great sponsors of that organization. If you're looking for some soccer, this is like AAA of the MLS. Head on out to the soccer park. The St. Luligans are fun to watch. All they do for 2 solid hours is cheer and have fun. You've been there before? No, it is outstanding. It's fun stuff. So Hollywood Casino is heavily involved in sports in the St. Louis area. And if you're looking for a great place for dinner, no finer steakhouse than Final Cut Steakhouse. We appreciate them being a title sponsor of this program. We'll take a short time out. Melvin Booker next.